All right, welcome to Thursday. This is your host, Xenophobe, and as always with me is Riff.
Hello!
Hello, everybody. We'll turn off the speakers so we have no feedback, and we will get on with the show. It is Thursday. How was your Thursday, Riff?
It was pretty good. Pretty good Thursday. Yep.
Good. Yeah, we went to Fry's today and bought lots of things.
Yep, discovered they had a Tron 2.0 for the Mac, so I'm eager to check that out with all the raving over it that Jake's been doing.
I have not heard yet of the wonders of Tron 2.0, but I'm sure I'll see Riff either recoil in disgust or giggle like a little girl in happiness upon playing it.
Maybe both.
Yeah, at the same time. Sometimes it just... Yeah. So, what's been going on in the kingdom since the last time we were around? We put in our raffle house.
Yep, raffle house is there. Grimmsite items.
Yep, new prize today is the Grimmsite Greaves, a fine pair of shin guards. Combat initiative plus 20%, moxie plus 40%. The Gorge, sold yesterday, went to Atomic Popcorn, first prize. Useless Meat, Juniper, and Dave of the Hill People all carried away second prizes with their Grimmsite box.
Hooray for them!
Yeah, Grimmsite boxes.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the plural. I'm going to check. Well, I can't. I think we're still in the throes of rollover. Nope, it's letting people in.
That's cool. I should log out and log back in then.
Yeah. It's also Trick or Treat. Happy Trick or Treat.
Oh, that's right. Trick or Treat. So that stuff we wrote is in.
Yeah. We managed to actually put in the new outfits in time. Or on time.
Yay!
In time, too.
Yay for us. Did we get a translation for that one?
Yeah, Sandra Lee gratefully provided us with a proper French translation.
Kick
of
ass.
The grass guys bit. So any of you who be fronting hula skirts and grass swords can go check out the mad French skills of Sandra Lee and our resident Frenchologist.
Man.
Is that a...
Frenchographer?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess French is more of a graph than an olive.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh. Also, some things we've been working on. The skills pane page is new and improved. Kind of sad that whole gray thing doesn't work in IE, though. Seems like yet another failing of a poor, doomed, dismal browser.
Yes.
Oh, well. The rest of us who are sane and have cool things in browsers can enjoy it. Everyone else can suffer.
Hooray for us!
Yeah. Give a hoot, DictionIE. Firefox is better.
Yes, indeed.
Not that we...
Especially if you're on a Mac. I sincerely hope there are no Mac people out there that still use IE, like, not under threat of death.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he switched to Opera or something.
Yeah, I think it's because he got a new computer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like about a year ago.
I don't like Opera either, but it's a damn sight better than IE, let me tell you.
Yeah, Mac IE is worse than regular IE. I'm going to put this lightly, a fucking abomination.
Yeah, they stopped revising it to keep up with the PC version revisions after a while, and it just...
It just went to pot. Really.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, there are more skill-related things on the way. Some things in dev testing right now, which ought to make a lot of you people who use Grease Monkey scripts a little happier. Except for the fact that it's probably going to break your Grease Monkey scripts, but, we don't really design our interfaces with that in mind. Not that we don't enjoy the work that people have put into those, but, you know.
Some of them are crazy.
we took a look at the latest KOL Mafia, and it was just, some of the things we saw in there were pretty scary.
Isn't there one that, like, tells you the exact stats of the monsters that you're fighting?
Yeah, and then, like, it'll do the Sorcerer's Tower for you.
Yeah, God.
Yeah. So... I guess that little number puzzle of yours turned out to be not so popular.
It was
worth seeing people puzzle through it at the very beginning of whenever everything first rolled
out.
Yeah,
I figured there would eventually be a generator for it, but yeah. I know that the people that dig that sort of thing are still hashing it out on their own and enjoying it. So yeah.
There will be more puzzles like of that sort coming along with the NS13 and Guild Quest content, because we're letting Riff write that, and Riff loves this. Riff loves the shit out of him some puzzling.
Yeah,
so.
I like the logic-y stuff. So fortunately, I think the only one that I'm going all out on is a guild quest, which will be optional. So the people that don't want to have to mess with that kind of thing won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I suspect the guild quest things will be slightly more evil than the council quest ones in general. Well, that's good. It's good to have a little bit of evil in the game. Oh, let's see here. What else in recent events? Mr. Skullhead is getting married after I don't know how many years he's been engaged, but
yep.
Everybody's pretty much gone for that. So we're going to have the house to ourselves for a while. We'll have to
get
a party ball and some cheap hookers and, like, some ecstasy. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not the best idea. Yeah, I'm already way too hypertactile for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I would probably claw my ears out or something like that. Oh.
I just, I don't know, I never found the idea of rubbing up against complete strangers to be a particularly fascinating one.
Well, there's other better illegal drugs that you should never do because they're illegal.
Yes.
And none of us have ever done because they're illegal.
Certainly not. No. I drink milk.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. Questions. People are coming back. The Doominator says, "Hi, JNS. I was wondering, is the misspelling of the crypt on purpose?" No. No, it's totally not.
Yeah, the crypt that's inside the misspelled cemetery is... Yeah. No, that's... You mean it's spelled wrong? Shit, I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah. I don't know if I can edit an image, though. We might have to leave it until... Until the cows come home.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We'll let the cows take care of it.
Yeah. Plaster says, "Hey, Jake, why aren't the imps and things in the deep fat fires affected by cold spells? It just doesn't make sense that a cold spell wouldn't do double damage to them."
Ah, but it does, because hot things are not affected by cold magic in the same way that you can still light a campfire when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
If it were not cold magic but water magic, that would be different. But it's not.
And likewise, you can drive it away with a little bit of sleaziness, or if you smell bad.
Yes.
So, you know, whenever you take a wet dog, he smells pretty bad. Yeah. And then you put him out in the sun for a while, he smells even worse. And I think that's the reasoning behind that. Oh, ZZT Man the Fifth says, "Man, this sucks. I was hoping for a Waffle House instead of a Raffle House. The original design for the Raffle House was intended to be the Dark Raffle House, spelled W-R-A-F-F-L-E, and that was an abomination so abominable that we had to kill it before it could breed."
The abomination of humor.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad, but yes, it wasn't.
We have plans for a Waffle House. Just hang on to your shorts and your pants.
And your hats.
Yes.
And your socks.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could do that all at the same time, then I'm very proud of you.
You might need to get a cheap hooker to help you with that.
Yeah, or a party ball.
Yeah.
But, we will have a Waffle House. There's plans for putting one in. Just not going to tell you what, because it's a secret. Yes.
Even when we've put it in, you might not know for a while.
Yeah.
That's how secret it is.
Yeah. Krine says, "There aren't any soldier ants in the Dungeons of Doom for whatever reason. It wouldn't be hard to add them. Just make them the zone's hard monster and reuse the killer bee art." We here at Asymmetric Publications think that soldier ants are a pile of horse crap. That they've killed one too many of certain staff members, fledgling NetHat characters, and so deserve no such mention. Killer bees aren't so bad. They have royal jelly, and you know they're stingy and come in groups. They still kill a lot of certain staff members, NetHat characters, but they're not nearly as bad.
Bahu suggests a victory text for monsters rather than just saying, "You win the tight, or you win the tight. You win the title." Woo! Instead of just saying "you win the fight," it says something contextual like the skull bat slams into a wall and shatters. I think we were thinking of doing that at some point, but it hasn't happened yet. It might be a good idea to set that up so that'll give I don't know, Scully something to write in the downtime when there isn't anything else.
Yeah, that might be more sort of a busy work for him, because I know how much he loves busy work.
Well, he's also a lot better at that sort of thing than I am. I really struggle when I have to write, like, monster combat texts and stuff.
Yeah, I can only do them for ones that I designed myself.
Yeah.
Like, the vampire bat was really easy, because I know a lot about Wesley Willis. So, but yeah, it would certainly make the game a lot more like Earthbound if it were that way.
Hmm.
Well, I guess Earthbound didn't have that many custom ones.
There's a similar question from YoshiDude89, who asks why different weapons don't have funny attack text like monsters. The reason for that is, isn't it have something to do with us not wanting to check the item type you're using during the combat or something?
Well, yeah, that'd actually be free because it's stored in the session. But
oh, really?
I don't know. It just seems like... Again, it's more work for Mr. Skullhead, and I don't know how.
I would think, I think the monster, the contextual victory text, would be higher priority.
Yeah. The custom attack messages would get more boring, more faster. Oh, let's see here. Goreblack suggests adventuring at the Gauntlet with a 10-leaf clover should get you a goat cheese or two. No, I don't think that that really is that big of a deal, because the drop rate on those is already, like, pretty high. I mean, you just take your blue snow cones, you know, assuming that you are awesome and have a snow cone summoner.
Yeah. Although, we did want at some point for every area to have a clover adventure.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, spending three or four clovers there would just negate the whole question. It would seem kind of...
That's true. Maybe we could have it give, like, milk or something now that that's actually useful.
Yeah. I don't know.
That wasn't a hint or anything.
No.
They probably already know about that now.
Someone else says, two bugs with the flea market. One, it exists. And two, clicking on a player's name won't take you to their profile. The flea market is staged for execution at dawn by
the
shotgun.
The flea market is doomed, so we're not doing anything new to it.
Yeah. We don't know when it's doomed, but it's going to be doomed, because if we do anything to it, it would be probably less work just to change it into an auction house.
Yeah.
So... plus, you know, go to trade or buy a store in the mall. After 500 transactions in the mall, you'll have made back the cost of selling things in the flea market.
Yeah.
Because they cost 100 meat. In essence, it's screwing you, really. Yodo says, what rhymes with purple? Nurple.
Yeah, Nurple. Come on.
Have you ever got a purple Nurple before? Zod says, is it possible to have a counter in one store that adds up the current selling value of items so we can see how much the inventory is worth? Seems kind of arbitrary, though, don't you think? You can just set it to whatever you want and go, hey, I got a billion meat worth of things in my store! Yay!
Actually, something I was thinking the other day, now that I'm actually playing again, that I would like is a remove everything from store button.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. Because I've got a ton of stuff in there that's just sitting at minimum price that I might as well just haul out and auto-sell.
Yeah. That might not be a bad idea. Dumping across databases is kind of catchy, but I'll figure something out. I'll throw that on the back burner, I suppose.
Coop.
Cyan220 says, will we be told when the raffle is being held? And do you think it's likely that anyone who spends less than a million meat on tickets has a chance of winning? The raffle, as it says in the text, is held during rollover. If you win, you receive an event in chat saying, you won! And then the raffle prize box will appear in your inventory. Also, you can check the Penguin Raffle House in the right side of the tracks to see if you won or not. Likely you haven't, but, you know.
You might. Somebody has to.
Yeah.
And at least one of the winners won spending less than a million meat. I don't know. I know the second winner spent 5 million, but that was an accident.
Yeah, no. Yesterday the winner bought 5,000 tickets, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's 5 million worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but she only meant to buy like 500.
Yeah. The first raffle that was held, the person who bought the most tickets bought 40,000 of them, and she didn't win. So. You know, it's not guaranteed. Nothing is. Let's see. Scientist220 also says, also, on Monday, Chick was saying that the level 11 quest is looking really good. Are you, Riff and Zeno, working on both enough that you can have an opinion on which you like most at this point?
Not really. I've been working on the stuff for Comic-Con, which is nearly done. But let's see. We know what the level 11, 11, 12 quests are, and they're both pretty damn interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I could say at the moment which one's cooler.
Yeah, we'd have to wait till they're implemented before we could really say.
Yeah.
Oh, Vicky says, now that you have the technology to change monster images with effects, you should make confused, randomize all the monster images a la hallucinating in NetHack. That'd be pretty funny.
That would be funny.
Just pick a random row from the database and then get the picture.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
Take a note of that, and we'll talk about that with Jig when he gets back.
Ah, my stickies are gone. No, I want my stickies. Where'd they go? I used to have a program for just putting up virtual stickies on this computer, but apparently it exploded in deep space. That's not good. Oh, well, we'll do the next best thing. Open up a Vim instance. Insert confused Gibbs random monster images. Desu.
Make a note for the mall thing while you're doing it.
Yeah. Sizing the windows. Mall dump button. Desu. I do that a lot when I'm between questions, so I don't know why.
O'Grady says, I used to eat a bag of mini carrots every day while watching Arthur when I was 6. Now I'm deathly allergic, frowny face. I don't know how that happened. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
We used to feed our succession of guinea pigs on mini carrots all the time.
Did they become allergic to the mini carrots?
No. They were all named Squirkle.
Because how do you tell them apart?
Well, we only had one at a time.
Oh.
Just whenever one died, we got a new one, and it became Squirkle again, because they all lived in the kitchen and made that noise when you opened the fridge. Mm-hmm. And we used to give them the mini carrots. I don't think they died because of carrot allergies.
They might have, though. You bastard. Oh, Spastic Dancer wants us to do our analogies, which I don't really want to do. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think the answer would be either A or C. Probably A.
Yeah. To all the rest of you, I'm sure that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Damn it, I did it again.
Krine asks, I've gotten a hold of two big red clown noses and am able to equip both. How am I wearing these things?
Well, depends. Are you a male?
Yeah. You're probably using them as pasties, is what I think.
Probably. Goreblack says, I'm having so much fun with the new grimoire items. You guys rock. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
The brick was is my favorite thing. I have about 100 bricks that I keep around at all times.
So. I'm surprised that people love the brick as much as they do, considering that it's really just a Valentine.
Yeah.
But everyone loves it. So.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
5-4 was, I quoted 5-4 saying the brick means that the admins actually give a shit about the players, which I have no idea why he says that. But, hooray!
Yeah. Well, it is kind of also the first thing that's really useful to clubs.
Yeah. And it isn't really.
Well,
it's
I mean,
not doing any damage or anything.
No, but it's like the sort of thing that, I don't know, you can be insulting with easily.
Yeah. And they're only going to get more common because they never go away.
That's right. Eventually, we're going to have to make a brick sink.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Council will have to, like, collect bricks to build some new building or something.
Some sort of house.
Yeah. Covered with notes.
Yeah.
Breaking our window wasn't a very good start, brick.
Dr. Mathinja. Slow One Me says, just curious, how many bricks did you each get hit with just after rollover of them being implemented? 10 million.
I haven't actually had that many. Just like people that I actually know and lounge and stuff.
Yeah.
Throwing them around.
I think people are afraid to brick them.
One thing that's kind of neat that some people have started doing is using the notes field to make a list of everyone that's been hit with that brick.
Huh. And so just you're passing it along?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to hit the 500 character limit pretty fast, but that's pretty cool. They could do like a pyramid scheme where you have to brick the five
people. You have to brick five people below you. Yeah. That's pretty funny. And also, I've been thinking that since everybody in chat is referring to it as bricking each other, I think that means that the next grimoire item needs to be a tea bag.
Oh, yeah. Riff, you're fired.
You can't fire me. You're not my real dad.
I guess not. Lama Man 58 says, could we get a right-click option to brick people? There already is one. I put it in with the brick. So I just didn't announce it because I wanted people to find it. But now I will.
Yep.
There is a right-click option for bricking.
Although it doesn't check to make sure you actually have a brick. Is that right?
Yeah. It would be way too complex to work if it had to check to see if you had a brick. So, but nothing bad will happen if you don't have a brick and you try to brick someone via right-click. So feel free to try. It's in there. Just like all that sauce.
Sauce.
Oh. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is there any point in discarding a Maple Leaf? Yeah. I mean, if you don't want it anymore, you can just get rid of it.
Yep.
People wanting more letters. Questions. Zoranthos says, I think it's totally lame to get a level 15 skill and then not be able to use it as another class. The guild should let you use the still or cook no matter what class you are. But then we lose all the wonderful class variety and separation that we've established.
Yep. The point is to have it actually make a difference what class you are again.
Yeah.
And we feel that that's a good thing, yeah, to have to make that sort of decision.
Like, the top speed ascenders have gone Postomancer or Sorcerer all the time because they get the hockey sticks earlier. Now they have to decide whether they want the Still or the Walk or the Malice. So, choices are good, people. We can't just, you know.
Choices are what makes this a game instead of just progress quest.
Indeed. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you make it so you can cook goat's milk and soda water together to get sticks of chalk? Then calcium plus carbon dioxide becomes CO3 chalk.
Huh.
Maybe you could, like, combine it with the delectable catalyst to get delicious chalk.
And then you can refine that into cranberries.
Yes. Back in high school, a friend of mine offered me an Altoid, so I got one, and it turns out it was just a piece of chalk, and I ate it. It was pretty disgusting. It was this tiny piece of chalk that tasted terrible.
Huh.
That was high school with xenophobe. I wasn't very smart back then. I'm not very smart now, but more so then. Sizzler says, back when the new monsters came to the Holden Sky, people complained that there would be a lack of astronomers. But you said, we took care of that. How is that recoded, if I may ask? We added a new astronomer that only fires half of the time. See, before, excuse me, there were six monsters and one astronomer. Now that there are nine monsters, we had to add a half astronomer to bring it back into true. So now there are 1.5 astronomers because there are two, but one is only appears on a coin flip.
Yep.
And the last monster key won't screw you on that one because they're technically two different monsters in the database, so you don't have to worry about that. XYM says, hey everybody, how is it such that one is capable of equipping more than one clown nose or more than one pair of clown shoes? How many types of boxing gloves on?
Yeah, is this going to become the new standard question?
Yeah.
The clown shoes, I guess maybe you're wearing them on your hands.
Yeah, more like taping them to your back.
Yeah.
We didn't tell you guys about the roll of duct tape that you carry everywhere? It's just ubiquitous. I figured it wasn't worth mentioning.
Yeah, really.
001 says, during NS13, will the Naughty Sorceress's lair be changed? Maybe. Well, we might add more tower monsters.
Yeah.
I think randomizing the gates is something we've always wanted to do.
We were going
to
randomize the gates and maybe add more tower monsters. I kind of feel that assuming that the new zones have new drops, we should probably add an extra puzzle or something that makes use of some of that.
Yeah.
So that you still have to get stuff from everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll figure all that out. The NS13 thing isn't going to happen for quite a while, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, once everyone gets back, well, really, once everyone gets back from Scully's wedding, we're then going to be concentrating on primarily on Comic-Con. But when we get back from that, where it's going to be the big NS13 push, I think hopefully we ought to be able to get it done by.
Don't promise anything.
I'm not promising. I think we might be able to get it done by ColCon 3, but I'm not going to promise that.
Yeah. You just call it ColCon?
Yeah, probably.
Bastard.
Why, do you object to that?
Yeah, I do.
KOLCon?
KOLCon is not bad.
Yeah, I suppose.
Better than ColCon. Like, we're not miners. We get trapped in, like,
Black,
West Virginia.
Black Lung Enthusiast Convention.
Yeah. B-L-E-C, black. Black. That's the noise you make me try to breathe. Lucifer says, why do Gruag omelets and rounds the world need to be quest items? Why not just make them untradeable? Because wait a minute.
Well, the Gruag omelets are quest items because we didn't want people pulling them in softcore.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why the same is true for the around the worlds, because they're not all that spectacular.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't think we just wanted people to be able to farm them or keep them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not, the whole around the world quest item thing is not too sure about that, but why not? I mean, the around the world, the time that it requires to make them isn't really worth it.
Yeah, I got like three on this run, but I really just because I was farming for the outfits anyway.
Yeah.
So I am not a speed hardcore ascender. Mm-hmm. I am extremely leisurely, so I do all kinds of things that no one would ever do, like resting at my campsite.
Yeah. We also test things whenever we have things rolling around in the office and spend his own turns.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a good man. Di Vernon says, the cerebral outfit should drop chocolate reasons from the suspicious-looking guy on Halloween to give 10 adventures of chocolate reasoning. What did you think it was going to do?
That would be a...
I like what we have better.
Yeah. Grr. Yeah, I think you guys will like that if you're not already liking it.
Yeah. Hmm. Spastic Dancer calls us Riffin' the Rebalancers.
Okay.
When did you get top billing?
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
Suggesting a bunch of different pasta mancery recipes to deal with the nerf.
Spicy
honestly, the Chow Mein nerf was coming. Yeah. Everyone should have known that, I think.
Yeah, that had been due for a long time. Those were way too good to not be more difficult. Although I do kind of agree that maybe 1,000 for the MSG might be too much.
Yeah. I just, to everyone who is bitching about that, I'd say if you're in hardcore, eat reagent pastas. They're easy to farm for, and you with only two runs, you have the food that you're going to eat at most every day.
I would also like to make an official statement of, yes, I know that the new potion names are bland and lame. It was the best I could come up with under short notice. So please stop bitching about them or I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I don't want Riff to cry, so don't. So stop bitching.
Yes.
Oh, Cassandra Sue says, I would like to thank the team for the excellent Hayao Miyazaki reference that isn't the logging camp. I would also like to say that I find the new 15 skills very interesting. Well, thank you.
Yay! Yeah, I like that, too. I particularly like the little picture Jake drew of that guy.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. If only it were animated, so it would do the little...
Maybe we could put a sound in it, we could make it a flash animation. I'm sure everyone would just love the show.
Yeah, all the people that play at work would love that.
Yeah. And then we could have it say, this person is wasting time! This person is wasting time! You know, in the flash. So.
You almost made me spray Sprite into the microphone.
Good job. I'll teach you to drink during our show. Alky, or Spritey.
Spritey. Ugh. Let's see. What else we got?
Eleutheria, I can't say that, says, why can a delectable catalyst be used up? Aren't catalysts unchangeable? The catalyst just gets so hot that it burns through the vessel and it corrodes through your floor.
Yes.
And then you're somehow able to reclaim the scrum-diddly-umptious reagent from it.
I don't really know much about chemistry, but wouldn't a catalyst be something that you pour into the other stuff? So, I mean, it would still be in there, but it's not like you're going to sieve it out or anything.
I've slept through chemistry.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask Dr. Black Belt Duck or something.
Yeah. Maybe she'll know something about new reagents.
Yep. Let's see.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, you ever put a magnifying glass beside the outfit drop box that lets you see what effects an outfit gives you? We want those to be a secret."
Yes.
So you will have to figure them out for yourself. Also,
not that there are many of them, that there just is not enough information given for you to ever actually know exactly what it does.
Yeah.
But we're okay with that.
Here's a hint: the triple outfit does something.
Yes.
Try and find out what it is.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. It's something that's completely invisible. Oh, yeah, the people are going to say, "It changes all the monsters in the jellyfish." You know, I almost coded the trick-or-treat thing such that if you're wearing the Encephalic Ensemble, it would turn all the pictures into jellyfish. But I decided against it.
I like your jellyfish pants.
Yes. I see that you are a jellyfish now. Eleuthria says, "Will freeing the king in hardcore reset PvP yet? Is the transition rate hardcore PvP to softcore PvP?" People were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, we were discussing that, and I think, I don't know, the decision basically was that either there's a vague possibility, this is not at all a promise, it's just something that came up when we were talking about it, but there's a possibility we might could make it so that when you free the king in hardcore, you stay in hardcore PvP even though you're not... even though you're no longer in hardcore for the purposes of anything else. But it's far more likely that we're just going to leave it the way it is and say, if you don't want problems in PvP, then don't break your stone.
Or spend as little time in between as possible.
Yeah.
So, I'm honestly in the second camp myself. I think that it's wonderful that we offer the clubs a little chance to be griefy.
Yeah.
And that it's something that you can completely avoid by not engaging in a specific activity. So there's still an option. That's the way I feel about it personally. That doesn't mean it's going to be that way necessarily, but just how I feel, and that you can't change that. Gleaves asking for a right-click option for the bricking. There's already one. There's already a bricking.
LlamaMan58 says, "What with the new smashing skill, can we have some puppies?"
We'll have to make an offhand puppy. Where would it drop?
Actually, I don't know. You wouldn't... I mean, you can't smash them yourself. You have to get a schoolgirl to do it.
Yeah. Okay, so we get an offhand schoolgirl. She rides on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she'd be an accessory then. Or, no, a hat. The picture could just be of a
school girl hat.
Yeah. The picture could just be like a mini skirt and legs.
Wow. And then you could combine it with the spicy noodles to get a spaghetti breakfast.
Damn it, Riff.
Wow.
I already fired you. I can't fire you again. Damn it. He's caught me in a conjunction or something. Schmitty says, "How many tickets sold on each day of the raffle so far? We've sank over 2 billion meat since it started."
Woohoo!
Woo! Oh, let's see. O'Greedy says, "Guys, I love the outfit for the cerebral outfit. I think it looks cooler than a lot of custom avatars.
Pull on the medulla oblongata to get peanuts.
Yeah. That was my reaction to the outfit picture when I first saw it. It's like, oh, hey, you can pull on the medulla oblongata to get a peanut. I don't think I ever told Riff why I said that, but I don't know. Just to tell you, I have no idea.
Yeah. So, ooh, okay.
Archon complains, "Why does the Wakeship Grey cheese not combine with anti-cheese? Are you stupid or something?" The Wakeship Grey isn't funny.
Yeah.
Just isn't.
Yeah. Nope. I agree.
Gorbach says, "Man, I hate this game so much. You won't even name the gift shop guy. It's worse than RuneScape."
Man, RuneScape doesn't even have a gift shop guy. Yeah. Count your blessings.
Really? For a Comic-Con, we're going to make a giant movie poster that has all the pseudo-negative things people have said to us.
Yeah. I hope somebody has written all of those down.
I'm sure we could figure them out.
That one, that new one from the other day was amazing.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it at all.
Well, I think it was worse than RuneScape from the petition to shut down the...
oh, that's one, right.
Yeah.
The Kingdom of Louthing.
Yeah. Damn Kingdom of Louthing with their saber-toothed lemons. I think my favorite one is of all the games out there, this one is not the worst. Let's see.
Reminds me of, did you ever see that ad for MTV's The State?
No.
That was like that. They got like all these really bad reviews and did a commercial that it was playing. The music in the background was "I Started a Joke" that set the whole world crying, or how that song goes. And there's all the guys walking down the street like sniveling and being and just kicking cans and being really depressed while these slogans went across that was like more useless crap from MTV. And it was, yeah. Man, that was such a good show.
Riff, you want to answer some questions while I go and get something to drink? I am parched.
Sure. Let's see. What do we got here? I know. Oh, my God. I'm flying solo. Hot Pocket asks, could our wands have a zap counter? I know I've zapped something else and later on needed to zap something else, but something like that. But I wasn't sure how many times I'd used it that day. Nope. That is on purpose. You're gambling if you need to do more than one. You can get more than one out of it, but the more zaps you do, the more likely you're going to blow it up. So, You click the button and you takes your chances is how that works. Dr. Van Mojo says of the Grimsight items, the galoshes seem easily the best. Well, I mean that I don't know, I don't want to talk too much about how those work. So they're not necessarily the best.
Yeah. Let time work those out. You'll understand them. Someone in the forums had it, and I'm not gonna say who, but
yeah.
And the best item, in my opinion, is yet to hit. Although, these ones aren't bad. The Greaves aren't too terrible.
Dr. VVM also points out about how only accordion thieves can make all of the scrumdiddlyumptious and potions in hardcore, and how that does seem kind of odd. That is a little weird, but I don't know. I don't see a lot of way to get around that because we don't... I think we're pretty well set against having those fruit drop in a normal fashion. I think basically it's just accordion thieves don't get a crafting skill. And so this is what they get in lieu of a crafting skill is being the only class that can use some of that stuff when other classes can't.
Yeah. I think the original intention was to give them access to all three crafting things, and we decided against that.
Yeah.
I don't remember why, but we did. Oh, Vivi Katana says, with a new Grimoire item, I was sad not to see a reference to the film of the same name. Have you seen it? It's really cool. No, I have not.
What, just a film named Brick?
Yeah.
No, I've never even heard of it.
Luigi Fan says, could it be possible to have an option to open packages to Hardcore but send the contents directly to Hanks? I think it would help during times, especially the rough or hardcores. There is never going to be a way to insert items in the Hanks except for the process of ascending.
I'm not sure I see the point to this.
Well, anyway. If you win a raffle and you want to get the prize out like right now and send it along its merry way.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted to send it to somebody else. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, the just is not... What am I trying to say? There will be no way for us or for you to be able to put things into Hanks besides ascending, ever. Someone else says, what order do trophies appear in your trophy case? When I got a new one, it went in a seemingly random place. Why not make a way to reorder them around? I think they go in the order in which you buy them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure that's true, but it might be true. I don't know. I don't feel like looking at it.
Yeah. Me either.
If it's not that order, it's probably some weird SQL order or something.
Someone else says, we already found the instant trophy. We need another thing for you to tease us with. Yeah, we got it. The Raffle House.
Yep.
Try and win.
Let's see, Scientu 20 asks us how we're going to abuse our power while Jick is away.
Probably by turning the AC up to 74 so we can get some sleep without freezing to death. Yeah.
And I'm going to, like, alter the drop rates on all the things I want in the game until I get them and then change them back.
Probably. So if you're playing exactly the same style as Riff...
Yeah, that's right. If you happen to need the hippie outfit at exactly the same time I'm looking for it, woohoo! Yeah.
I think I'm also going to play a lot of Guitar Hero. Oh yeah, that's something else I started doing. Yeah. I started playing Guitar Hero.
I need to get around to doing that. I don't know. I love sitting in this chair so much that having to get up and go in the other room to play a video game it's not that I have anything against it. It just never occurs to me.
Yeah. Well, whenever I'm like working on something and my brain starts to tangle, I go and I curse Guitar Hero for a couple minutes and then I come back.
Yep.
Sort of like a palate cleanser, like the Gari whenever you're eating sushi.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you got that extra guitar, so
yeah,
once
can,
I'll...
I can soundly thrash you with Guitar Hero.
Yes. I want to do some solo practicing first so I don't totally embarrass myself, though.
Good idea. Yeah, I watched Mr. Skullhead play today, and I'm pretty confident that I could kick his arse all over the room at Guitar Hero. So, yeah, we went to Fry's today to buy that and a new computer for me because mine does not boot Windows.
That's right. Man, that display of, like, motherboards they had was really pretty. Are they, like, designing them to be attractive now?
Yeah, they started making the motherboard, the boards different colors.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And all the slots are different colors. And yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they usually just sit in a case and aren't visible, so I picked them based on utility, not color. But some people, you know, pick on color rather than utility. That's fine, I think.
For those guys that do all the elaborate case mods. Did you see the one that a guy made a computer case that was like a life-size bikini girl? It was like all carved out of blue foam and painted.
I thought you were
going to
say it was carved
chick.
Out of soap.
No. No, that if he was in prison, maybe.
Yeah, that's a lot of soap and a lot of ropes. Get a smuggle me in some soap and a rope from the outside. Someone else says, how come you need to unequip your familiar's equipment to get past the sorcerer's mirror? So your familiar will be naked, too.
That's right. O'Grady asks, if you reload the cerebral crossbow with your mind, why can't you dual-wield it like the guns in the Matrix? Can you not dual-wield
those?
You
can dual-wield those if you have dual-wield.
Yeah.
You can totally just...
You better be able to dual-wield those, because I got one of those for the first time this run, and that thing is so awesome, that I'm probably going to go get dual-wield next, just so that I can have two of them.
Well, here, let me try it out here. I'm going to use my power in the game. Abuse and spawn. Cerebral Crossbow 2. And the form crunches and grinds and tries to give me items when everyone else is playing. I'm going to answer another question while I wait.
Okay. Sure.
Never mind. I'm giving myself double-fisted skull smashing. Boop! That was the sound that it makes whenever I get a new skill by cheating. let's see. We'll clip one. Interesting.
Huh.
No. There's no offhand read for it. Maybe it doesn't work.
No.
Really, if that's not the case, then I'm going to make it the case.
Good. I must have dual pistole.
Maybe it's... Well, it's not equipping yet. Let's see if it works after it's equipped. Leave comments. I freaking love Guitar Hero. Yay. Oh, nope. You can totally offhand them.
Kick ass. Pew, 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 pew. Alphonse Bronze asks, how did the rest of us find out about KOL? I found out about it from lore Norwegian last name that I can't pronounce is site Little Fluffy Industries, which unfortunately does not really exist anymore. I mean, it's there, but it's not updated. But he has a blog for Wired Blogs, wiredblogs.com, called Table of Malcontents that is really good, and I recommend it. How did you find out about it? So you know?
Hold on, I'm fixing a bug with trick-or-treating.
Okay.
I messed up part of it. Now the arboreal raiment will now give you pine cones again. So sorry about that. That was me misplacing a line of the code. I found out about it from a small blog whose name I won't mention because I wished for its user base to remain pure, like the like the Nazi version of our vision of Germany.
Wow.
But yeah, I found it through a small blog that, and we all played for a while, and I became more important than they did, and that's how our paths diverged. It wasn't a sexy party, as Alphonse Bronze thought, but yeah. I haven't been to one of those in a long time.
Bobby No Pants wants to know how mechanically you choose raffle prize winners.
Yeah, it's a mystical and dangerous process involving two cows, a llama, and a sheep. First, the llama eats some grass, and then the cow gets slaughtered by a Buddhist hot dog vendor.
I see.
And then the blood spills onto the cow, and that's how we choose the winner. So basically,
right.
It's completely random.
Yes.
It's the rand function of MySQL. So it's completely fair. Except if you consider people buying more tickets to you to be not fair, in which case it is totally unfair. Vlad TPs asks, can PMs get a visible timestamp on them, like K-mails? Because I logged in today and had a very random PM waiting for me, which I found that made much more sense when it was sent, which was right after I logged off last night. Also, Radio Bugbear still needs me. And it wants to cut off. I can't find the rest of the message.
Yeah.
If we get around to doing that chat revamp that I want, which has a lot of prerequisites, then maybe. Oh, let's see here. Syrinx Louis asks, can you add a play again link to the skeleton key? Yeah, I should probably do that. People have been asking for that. I had to uproot force that myself in a section or two ago, and it was annoying. So, skeleton key game retried desu. I don't know why I'm suffixing all of these with desu, but I am. Moth says, hey, since it impacts gameplay, not at all. Would it be possible to make it so you can buy trophies you qualify for with meat from Hanks? Huh.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, meat sunk is meat sunk. I guess it doesn't really matter where it comes from.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a reason why we had it not, or...
It may just be
because trophies existed before Hanks existed.
Yeah.
So it never got thought
of. Well, I see no reason not to do that. So I will throw it through past a couple other people on staff, and if they approve, I will do it. Hanks.
That's awesome.
Trophy by Desu.
I'd like that myself because I've got one sitting there waiting for me to be able to afford to buy it.
Yeah.
Dude asks, is there going to be another world coming out soon?
Coming soon to a theater near you. World 2.0.
World. Probably, I'm assuming you're asking for, like, new adventure zones and stuff. Probably the next, there isn't going to be any major new content. I mean, we'll still do, like, random little stuff every Tuesday. But the next major edition isn't going to be until we finish... Naughty Sorceress 13.
Yeah.
Oh, we might do the smithing revamp before then.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's not going to be anywhere new to adventure until Naughty Sorceress 13.
Yeah. But I have some little interface changes that I want to do. I'm working on one right now that I think I already talked about that. Never mind. Costigolm says, hey guys of Optimus, thank you as you always for the new content. What I want to know is, are there any recipes with the level 15 skills yet to be implemented? Yes, there are. We have a rather large and bulbous smithing revamp coming that will add multiple new smithing recipes, and they will be tasty because they're made out of meat. Rangi says, if I got temporary blindness and I can't see the monsters or what items I get, how can I read from the dictionary? The dictionary's in Braille. Oh, no, actually, it's written in the cat language. You can have to smell it to read it. Hyperventilation says, hi, I'd like to know how John Wilkes Booth works and when you get the money if you win. John Wilkes Booth, also known more popularly as the MMG, works with the following. You pick a bet or make a bet, and someone else, you either take someone else's bet or they accept yours.
Wait, John Wilkes Booth is KWE.
Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, well, that's completely different then, is it? Okay, KWE works. Everybody bets on wrestlers, and then whoever wins, whoever bet on who wins gets all the money. And it's divided up evenly. That's pretty much how it works.
Yep.
The house keeps a cut, so it sinks meat.
AI45 asks if there's any Star Control 2 references in the game. There was one in the observatory. I don't think you can actually see the text anymore, but the text is on the wiki, and you can see the picture in the Canon Museum.
My clan title is a Star Control 2 reference.
Hmm.
Orangutan says, why does Xenophobe and the dev team to a greater extent have incomplete user pages? I put mine in so it's harder to message me. So people send me less random stuff. The devsters, don't have, public profile pages because they often have spoilery things equipped.
Yeah.
Like familiars and items and stuff. Same goes for, Jick, who also tends to fall under that. We hide because we love you, basically. If we didn't hide, you wouldn't love us as much.
I think I'm probably the only one whose profile is totally unobscured.
But yeah, I offered to obscure it for him, and he's like, no.
Yeah, I like to leave it unobscured just so that I have the option of, if nobody seems to be finding something, of making it a little more visible.
Yeah.
But doesn't come up a lot.
Yeah. I think we're about ready for a music break of doom.
Cool.
I'm going to read another question while I queue up some music.
Sure. Put on that Owendon song you played earlier. I like that one.
Sure.
Let's see. Question. I'll go with this one. Apple Hat asks, can you make a portable still or wok that can work a few times so you don't have to be of the correct class to get good food? Probably not. That is why we made them that way, so that
you
have to, if you want the benefit of a class, if you want that benefit of the class, then you have to pick that class.
See, I got about 12 minutes of music because I couldn't decide which one I liked more. So, I'm going to play Ready, Steady, Go by Clark and Ciel, which is the Oendon song that you were talking about.
Cool.
Play High and Mighty Color from Ichirin no Hana. Or that's the reverse. Ichirin no Hana from High and Mighty Color and something from Iced Earth. So, in 12 minutes, we shall be back, folks.
Yep. See you in a few. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Back.
Hooray. And I just like to do a shout out to Krillin for buying all my useless crap out of my mall store.
Well,
rock on, dude.
You guys don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
I gotta see for myself. I think he's lying. Let's see here. I was gonna read something. Kirana says, Xeno, why are you so forgetful about your coding? I'm forgetful about everything, Kirana. I have about as much memory as a squirrel. So, I occasionally forget things that I've done. But
you don't forget where you've left your nuts?
Yeah. You know, just in case I need them. Asian Fob says, why is there a change in making the Chow Mains? Because we thought they were too powerful.
Let's see. Shalara asks, what is going to be done with people who have defeated the naughty sorceress but not freed the king and are not yet level 13 when NS13 rolls out? We haven't really gotten that far in the deciding, I don't think. I expect what will probably happen is that your quest flags for that will be reset, and you'll have to advance to level 13 and beat her again. Yeah. I don't know for certain, though.
Let's see. Orangutan says, what's happening this Tuesday? I don't know. Did you remember to bring your coat? We usually don't know what's going to happen until Monday.
Yeah.
Or sometimes Tuesday. Merrick is saying hi. Hi, Merrick. Let's see here. A bunch of questions. I need to refresh my questions because none of these are worth answering. Sorry, guys. Do you want to? You got any questions you want to ask?
Let me see here. Da-da-da-da-da. What do we got?
Wodka Sauce says, they deliberately hamstrung IE for Max to make it run slower. I would believe that.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Let's see. Okay, Shalera asks also, I'll just read it. Additionally, I am wondering about certain quest items and whether they too disappear from one's ancestral storage / inventory upon ascension, in particular the consumables given by the tutorial and the cheap toasters and so forth. The toasters aren't, the toasters and grew eggs and fuzzy dice aren't actually quest items, so they stay in your ancestral storage. But anything that is actually marked a quest item never actually goes into your ancestral storage. They just get wiped when you ascend.
Yeah.
And, that's the answer to that.
Yeah.
And we're about out of questions.
Well, you can refresh.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, I had to yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got a few here, okay.
Hey, Muggsy, what's our dyslexic child's favorite place of playground equipment?
Saucy. God.
Terrible asks, is the Raffle House permanent or temporary? Yes.
Yes. It is permanent until we decide that it will no longer be permanent.
Yeah. So it'll be around for a while.
Yeah, you've got at least a couple of months at minimum before it goes away. It may never go away.
Yeah. Right now, it drops the Grimmside items less frequently than the game drops ultra rares. So.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal to just let that continue going for. Ever. Baboon Baby says, NS13 scares me. Please say something to comfort me so I no longer need to change my pants every 5 minutes. Okay. Baboon Baby, you're disabled.
Wow, that's comforting.
Yeah. Now he or she needs to change her pants every 2 minutes.
Shalera asks, if there will be an actual quest for level 9 instead of just the strange leaflet. The strange leaflet will eventually be given to you by your guild. Isn't there another quest that you get at level 9 already?
From your guild?
No, just from the council.
Yeah,
isn't there
the
level
the
9
Baron
council
quest?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Baron is level 9. So, yeah, so eventually it'll just be the Baron quest that you get at level 9, and you'll have to go to your guild leader to get the leaflet.
Let's see here. Gorlbike says, the brick text eventually led me to Dr. McNinja, where I read the entire archives. I love you.
And I love Dr. McNinja.
I do too.
the new one where you finally see the guy with the jetpack is hilarious.
He's just drawn real tiny in that one. It's like, yep, he's got an organic jetpack.
I hope you're a vet, because these pythons are sick! Wow.
I don't remember that part. Let me see if they...
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, there we are. But seriously, these are the best Italian abs since the Statue of David.
He is insane.
Monster Hunter 2 says, hey, will you all ever make a plexiglass or stainless steel outfits? Nope.
Probably not. Why was it we decided not to do that?
I don't know.
Have we not actually decided we're just not ever going to get around to it?
Probably.
Maybe we'll do it on some Tuesday when we can't think of anything else.
Yeah. Kieran says, I like candied. I like candied too.
I like candy. Oh my god.
What?
I just, that tune suddenly in my head. I didn't need that.
Yeah. Let's see here.
5-4 asks, what are the weirdest things seen?
What
are the weirdest things seen? That question is...
probably better answered on drugs.
Platypuses are weird.
Yeah, so are star-spangled banners. It's like, where else do you see something spangled?
Yeah, strippers.
Disembodied stripper nipples?
I wrote the descriptions for, like, the powders and the nuggets and the wads, like, 2 months ago, and I'd totally forgotten about them and went back and read them all and was like, man, I'm proud of some of those. I'm particularly proud of the twinkly powder, I think is my favorite.
Let's go look it up. Twinkly powder, twinkly powder. Going to the Fiddler. Something you'd shake out of a fairy's ass.
Yes. You try thinking happy thoughts when you're covered in elf dander.
Well, I'm glad dander doesn't come from my ass. You know? Oh. People complaining about the pine cone. I done already done fixed that done.
Yep.
Done.
Nator Gamer says, I'm stuck in the violet fog. It seems like I've been wandering this way forever. Is there a definitive solution, or is it luck of a draw to get the eye in the sky? Well, it depends on whether you actually map it or not. If you just wander through it randomly, then it's pretty much luck of the draw. But it is mappable.
Yeah. It's just very evil.
Yes.
If you trust your life and everything that you own to Max Damian, he apparently has a way for you to entering your password and map the entire thing for you. But I'd trust that boy about as far as I can throw him, which with my girly arms ain't far. So, don't give your password out to other people, kids, even if they are, shiny.
Even if they're shiny people? Even if they're shiny, happy people?
Yeah. Zangutsu says, meow, meow.
Flip says, I just tried the brick thing in the right-click menu, and it doesn't seem to fill in the name of the player name field properly.
It totally does.
Also, DreamerTK says, please, can Yummy Tummy Beans be auto-saleable? We've intended to do that before, I thought. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. Should I go ahead and... that's something I can fix.
Yeah, go ahead. Tara Bull says, will the Thermal Tamer get a good crafting skill? They need one now. The one they got is fine.
The high-end crafting skill for Turtle Tamer is something that we have in mind, and it will eventually happen, but it's complicated. I mean, it's practically like a mini-game.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a while before you see that. But it will be very cool when you do eventually see it.
Duffield says, hey guys, is there a cupcake equivalent of the black snow cone? No, there is not.
Nope.
Krillin says, if Oog change around the drop rats, Riff make a detailed description of Oog play Stradagi.
My play Stradagi is I click on things, and then I go, man, what should I click on next? I guess I'll click on that. And then I click on it, and then I read what happens.
And then sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes he does a little dance.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, Yummy Tummy Beans are now auto-sellable.
Yay!
They already had an auto-sell value set.
Oh, were they just not discardable?
Yeah, they just weren't discardable.
Awesome. Ultima Wraith says, could you make a skill that allows you to wield a ranged and a melee weapon at the same time? No.
No, that would not make much sense.
No. Let's see here. Orangutan says, give me the awful poetry journal. No, go to LiveJournal. Or Zanga.
Orangutan accuses me of being emo. Get out of here, dude.
He's not emo.
I'm like, as, like, well, I'm pretty far away from emo.
Yeah.
I'm closer to goth than emo, but that's just because I wear all black.
Yeah. I think that's just mostly because he can't see color.
Yeah. Which makes this a great game for me to work on.
Yeah.
No, I can see color, I just like black. It's soothing. Bright colors distract me and frighten me.
No. No, yellow.
No, oh my god.
Di Vernon says, hey, you know, being a code-making person, what language is your first or favorite? My first was VB, and I'm currently learning C++. My first was good old MS-DOS Basic. That's where I cut my teeth. From there, I
hello, world.
Yeah, there I went on to programming in C, a little bit of assembler for the TI-83, then Perl, then some C++ in college, and now for this job, PHP. My favorite language is, of course, Perl. I love Perl. It's a shame that I have to that my job requires me to code PHP, because that's sort of my idea of coding hell. But it pays the bills, so I learn it, and I use it, and I get over it. Language bigotry is nice until you have to get a job. Terrible says, I hear the FMA theme song, so does that mean you guys are FMA fans? I don't know that Riff's ever seen Full Metal Alchemist.
I never have.
I've got it somewhere if you'd like to see it.
Cool, I would.
And I played it because it was also the final song on Os Tatakai Oendan.
Oendan!
I should play through that again. Maybe after I kill a guitar hero. Jeb DM09 asks, will the raffle first prize items repeat? Yes, they will. They will repeat, like, repetition, in that it repeats. Di Vernon says, what is the origin of Riff's avatar?
Nothing in particular. It was basically my original custom avatar request that I sent in before I actually worked here was kind of complicated. It was like a guy in a trench coat with a cigarette, and Jick sat on it for a long time because he couldn't figure out how to draw a stick man in a trench coat. And I kind of got bored of waiting and cobbled together my own little thing with in-game art. And I don't know, that was just what I came up with. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now I can't ever change it because it's referenced in one of the Violet Maze things. But that's all right.
Rev Noodleson says, now that Jick's away, you guys got any embarrassing stories about Jick? I haven't really known him long enough to do anything embarrassing with him.
No, I mean, I've been around him when he's been kind of embarrassingly drunk a couple of times, but nothing story value.
I saw him break a windshield once when I was out.
Oh, yeah, when he drove her. I'm kind of sad I missed that.
Yeah, it was the day before you got here. Was whenever we busted up that windshield with that rental car. Pip Miho says, was the John Lennon song Meat City an inspiration for K-Well? No. None of us have heard it. Well, I haven't. Riff might have. I don't know.
Sorry, I was typing in chat. What was the question?
Have you heard the John Lennon song Meat City?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have, so that's completely not an inspiration at all. Sorry to trample your hopes and dreams. Mulvaney says, possible bug, but I'm not sure. It's possible to put raffle tickets in your display case, but like the raffle tickets in your inventory, they vanish all over. Yep, that is on purpose. You cannot keep the raffle tickets for more than a day.
Yeah, and we can't make them quest items because they need to stick around through Ascension.
Yeah. Personally, I just prefer them to just stay in the inventory all the time, or even more preferably, not have them at all, but I think people enjoy the fact that there's tangible items.
Yeah. Is it possible for... it's probably not worth it. I was going to suggest making a new item type that's simply not display caseable, but I don't know that It's worth the trouble.
I'm sure everyone would just love the shit out of that. Make all the gift packages undisplay caseable. Scat, one, confusing me for Mr. Skullhead, and B, asking me to speak closer to my mic. I can do that. Riff is moving his away.
Yep.
Gorblax asks, what do I do with these fuzzy dice? You eat them. Put them in your mouth, chew them up, swallow them.
Yum, yum.
Eat them up, yum, like fish heads.
I don't know where you are in the list.
I'm way near the bottom.
Okay.
I've just been sort of bouncing around like a rapid jackrabbit. Except for not as fast or as rapid. Vicky says, have you given any thought to any additional stainless steel plexiglass items, like shirts or offhands, obtained perhaps via some arcane method? Not really. No. Sorry. Let's see here. Joker says, remember the ramen cat from Wendon? You should put him in. He is so damn cute. I don't want to eat out of that ramen bowl. It's had a cat in it. What the hell is wrong with the Japanese?
Cat ramen.
If we ever end up eating Zangetsu, we can't make him into ramen. I veto it.
Okay.
I don't want cat ramen. We could have cat flank steak. And cat nose boogers.
Okay.
You know, if we have to eat them. Duffield says, hey guys, what's the limit on text limit on gift messages? The same as KML, 2,000 characters, I think. Enter the Wumpa says, thanks for putting Halloween on my birthday. You made me a happy panda. We didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, thank your mother.
Yeah, indeed. And to a lesser extent, your father for copulating on such a wonderful day.
Well, 9 months previous to such a wonderful day.
Yeah. Devonin says, you should allow people to throw meat into the fountain and make a wish. Even better would make it so those wishes are never seen by anyone ever again. The way we want...
That way we were actually thinking of that.
Yeah. Well, what we were thinking about doing is having it, you know, let you make a wish, and then it would the fountain would just get nicer and nicer as time went on.
Yeah, as more people threw money into it. But, we kind of messed up by making it a
huge fountain.
Huge fountain to begin with. Yeah. We may make it into a wishing fountain eventually.
And then I'll take the wishes and throw them away and let no one ever see them. running out of questions. We've got 30 minutes.
Ask more questions.
Answer more answers.
Yarick the Real Bad says, you guys have seen Yakitate Japan, right? Of course we have.
Yes.
What was the deal with the turtle bread? It looked awful, and it beat out that orange chocolate dragon bread. How? That was like one of the very early episodes.
The entire series is over, man. All 69 episodes have been shown.
That makes me so sad. I don't know what I'm going to do without my Yakitate.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start watching them over from the beginning again.
Yeah. Oh, I could buy a queen-size memory foam inflatable bed for $150 off of Loot.
Excellent.
I don't know what I'd do with it, but yay. It's apparently got a remote control for remote controlling a bed.
For more memories?
Yeah. I guess it remembers your dreams or something.
That'd be cool.
Oh,
I've been trying to, keep a record of my dreams, like write them down in the morning, but I'm so lazy that it hasn't been happening very much.
Yeah. And the cat has come to say hello. And
cat does not get on my desk.
Yeah. No. The cat wants to knock things off Rick's desk.
Yes. All the toys are on my desk.
Yeah.
But they're all my toys. You can't have them.
Dive Arnold says, the facsimile dictionary should be tradable to the suspicious looking guy for an urban dictionary that works the same way with us, sleaze damage. I think you're better off auto-selling them. Hogula says, why don't the Mob Penguin cell phones work? I mean, the Mafia has emerged from hiding and all, because they're still getting their arses kicked by the Yetis.
Yeah, they're busy doing... They're busy, you know... Turf wars with the Yetis and mining Grimmsite.
Negating the cat to stop eating out of the trash.
Yes.
Damn it, cat.
I've got a squirt bottle here. I'm not afraid to use it.
Let's see. Reload messages. Man. Quaggy says, which isn't Quaggy, which I think is someone else. Are you guys single? I am.
Yep, so am I. There's two of us, though.
Yeah. You'll have to cut us in half.
Yeah. Wait, then there'd be four.
Yeah, that'd be even tougher.
DeCyclops suggests the melancholy of Harui Suzumiya or Uran High School High Club.
Never heard of either of them.
Me neither.
Went to check out AnimeSuki.com. Series.
Wombatillum asks, why doesn't the last adventure link in the sidebar take you trick-or-treating if that's what your last adventure was spent doing? I think those are not, properly speaking, adventures.
Yeah, it's something completely different and or special.
Yeah.
Just bear with it, and don't forget to bring a towel. Let's see. Tiny Plastic Jeffrey Duke says, "Hey guys, we all know Jake hates Firefly and Serenity, but what do you guys think of it? Would you ever think of putting a reference to it in the game?" We did put a reference to it in the game, the Space Cowboy.
Yeah, the Space Cowboy had a reference to it. I've never seen any of it.
It's pretty good. Seems like we had a copy of it around here somewhere, but maybe Nama took it with her.
Yeah, I think Nama took it with her. And I don't really pay much attention to chat when I'm talking on the radio, so there's no point asking me questions in chat. Send them to Radio Bugbear. We need more questions in Radio Bugbear.
Yeah. The cat says, this new box is really cool. I'm going to dig around in it. Quaggy says, do you have pictures of your cat? Yes, I do. I will link them in, I'll link one in radio chat. Link sword. Scat says, so one of you is Riff. Who is the other? I think I missed the show title. I am Riff.
And I am Xenophobe.
Yes. We certainly weren't lying at all.
We never lie.
Yeah, lying is for liars. We're not liars. We're not lying.
Camel Lights asks if I lucid dream. That is why I have been recording my dreams, because I've been trying to. I have previously, but I fell out of the habit of practicing it. So I'm trying to get back into it. Because it's useful for coming up with new weird ideas, and in this job, I need all the new weird ideas I can get my hands on. I found that, although this is a complicated thing to set up, I found that the best way, if you're interested in lucid dreaming, the best way to get incredibly, bizarrely vivid dreams is to have a waterbed. And waterbeds come with a heater in them, because in just their natural state, they're extremely cold. So they all have, like, a heater you can set so that so it feels like the temperature of a normal bed. But if you turn off the heater so that the waterbed is extremely cold, and then get a big, thick comforter and sleep on your back so that your back is freezing cold and your front is burning hot, you get some crazy-ass dreams, man, let me tell you.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
The secret to dreaming really is to
eat mushrooms.
Well, okay. The secret to legal dreaming is to make yourself as uncomfortable as you can, but not so much that you can't sleep.
This sounds like an exercise in just masochism to me.
It's strange. If you can pull it off, though, it's pretty fun. Lucid dreaming kicks ass. It's like being in a movie, except you get to decide what you want to do.
Yeah. The few times that I ever have lucid dreams, I always just wake up really confused. Somebody hit someone else in the groin with a brick. Groin.
Yay. I'm glad you thought of changing that, because initially I had just suggested making it that if they didn't have a house or a tent, you couldn't throw the brick at them.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came up with that alternate suggestion.
Yeah, I wanted people to be able to hit people in the nipples and in the groin and in the solar plexus or the glazies or the rot. Oh. Hank's, or Miner suggests, Hank's really needs a, I assure you, we're open sign.
I think, yeah, I would not refute that.
Yeah. Arella says, are any of you guys Lost fans? And if so, how much do you want Season 3 to start? I've not seen Lost. I've heard decent things about
it.
Netflix seems to think I'd love the shit out of it.
Yeah, me too. I haven't seen any of it either, but it does sound like the sort of thing I would enjoy. I'll get to it. I'll probably Netflix it after I've gotten through, like, the 30 DVDs of Oz that they're about to send me.
Yeah. I have a bunch of anime coming, so I'm going to wait until that gets passed through my system like so many kidney stones before I go add more. Terrible says, Paranoia Agent is awesome. Netflix also wants me to watch that for some reason.
Cool. P. Penny asks for more Red Dwarf references. I'm sure now that I'm Xena watching them too, I'm sure we'll be sneaking some more in there.
Oh yeah, here's a Season 8 back.
Oh, okay. But yeah, there it's hard to, I don't know, it's not easy to get Red Dwarf references in because it's a science fiction thing, and we try to avoid science fiction references.
Yeah. Plus, we kind of, you know, we kind of shot the wad on the observatory stuff.
Yeah, the observatory was really the only good place for science fiction references that we're probably ever going to have. Well, no, there is one other thing, but that might have some, but I can't talk about that.
Yeah. Lady Wanda asked for Asymmetric Offices webcam. That would be pretty much the most boring ever.
Yeah.
You might be able to scrape a few pixels of content that hasn't been seen, but it would be pretty, it'd be fuzzy and out of focus, and the gamma would be weird.
Yeah. You'd be able to see, like, elaborate squiggles of charts on the whiteboard that wouldn't make any sense at that resolution. Gouku asks, what was our favorite bread in Yakitate, Japan?
Huh.
I think the one in the very first story arc where he was competing for the job, where he made, like, that Mount Fuji bread.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Let's see. What was my favorite? There was a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one is the one that changed the title of the show.
Yeah.
Let's
Enter see. The Wumpus asks what toys I've got on my desk. I've got a couple of big Super Bowls, paper crane. I've got a Rubik's Cube that I removed the stickers from and replaced them with masking tape for a word puzzle from a Perplex City card. I've got a couple of the new Japanese Beneltech Transformers and some Legos and some building blocks that are like Legos, but they're designed for building like cube-type puzzles. They're hard to explain, but it's from livecube.com if you want to look at them. I've got my DS and, I don't know, some random junk. Oh, I've got this little wind-up Scudder figure that came with the Season 8 DVD of Red Dwarf. Yeah, that's about it.
I have my broken-ass computer and a bunch of cables and some Tabasco sauce and electronic money sorter, which I should... Let's see, do I make change? Meh. Screw it. I got my monitors and the some other junk, some Nurikabe books. Quiggy says, where'd you get that pillow blanket thing with the saber-tooth lime on? Those are actually the shirts from the store. Just the cat was sleeping on top of the shirts, and then Zelania took a picture of him while he was sleeping. Burr says, why will the Raffle House only be around for 1 month? It'll be around for longer.
It'll be around for, at the very least, it'll be around for 2 months. There's a possibility of it never going away.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. Johnny Extreme says, why did Constantinople get the works? Because they threw a wrench at it.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is exactly what you were expecting one of us to say.
Yeah. Dalgar says, references to the World Cup, maybe at the frat house. I was in a frat house for 4 years, and no one there ever gave a bloody shit about the World Cup. And pretty much no one else from America does either, I would imagine. I mean, not to disparage the World Cup, though I have no problem with you disparage the Super Bowl, because I think it's also bloody useless.
Yeah, I'm not a sports fan. Although I do like sometimes to watch like the videos of the guys doing the really elaborate soccer tricks and maneuvers and stuff. That's kind of cool. Those guys are skilled. But I don't give a crap about the sport.
Yeah. Scott says, Dino, do you have a picture of yourself someplace? Yes. Shailara says, random question, how does one get to be a Devster? You don't. Just like you don't become a mod.
That's right.
Devsters are, people really attach way too importance on the whole Devster thing. They're just accounts that the dev team can use to test things so they can play the game normally with their accounts. They have no purpose other than to just be mules, basically. P.T. Penny says, so the dog milk in the observatory was a Red Dwarf reference. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember. Did they ever flush it out, though?
It's not referred to in the show, but in the novelization, they talk about it.
I think I've seen all of them that you have, and I remember them talking about the dog's milk. I just don't remember them flushing it out.
I'm pretty sure I brought those with me. I'll dig them out if you want to read them.
All right. That sounds like a good idea. Vicky says, what is your favorite breakfast cereal? Mine is probably Fruit Loops.
Mine is those frosted shredded wheat. I just eat those by the hands full.
Yeah. Without milk or anything.
Yeah, that's just my default snack food.
Yeah. Mickey Miss says, how do you guys feel about net neutrality? Considering it is the way in which I am paid, I am completely and utterly for it.
Yeah, I am saddened that it appears to not be happening.
Yeah.
But hopefully it won't afflict us.
Yeah, and I would like for us to be able to continue doing what we do, because I like doing what I do.
Yeah.
Nader Gamer says, any chance of having the ability to add multiple items to your store? Poof! We've gone back in time, perhaps 2 years, maybe, and added that.
Yeah, you can. There's there's no alternate definition of that question that I can think of that is not already true. Kiddo Dark says, hey, Riff and Zeno, isn't Zangetsu the name of Ichigo's sword from Bleach? Why, yes.
Yes, it is. I named him that because he's an all-black cat, and so is the sword. Plus, I think that cats should have unwieldy names.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to just call them cat.
It's not like they respond to them anyway.
Jeb DM09 says, do y'all usually refer to each other by your real name or screen name? I refer to Riff as Riff in real life because that's what he prefers to be called.
Yeah, Riff is my default name that everybody actually calls me.
Riff tends to forget our real names sometimes, so he'll just...
I tend to call people by their real names in real situations and then use their game names when I'm talking to them in chat or when I'm talking about them on the radio, but sometimes I get confused.
Yeah. It's easy for me because I can just call Riff all the time.
Yeah, that's always appropriate.
Yeah. Enter the Wumpus says, did you plan out the whole Comet Crash Mafia or Raffle House thing beforehand? Or does it just come to you guys as you go along? We actually planned that one out entirely.
Yep, that one was all known exactly what was going to happen and when.
Yeah. Like, the time catastrophe stuff and Crimbo stuff wasn't. No. But this one was completely pre-planned.
And there's actually one more little thing we have to do on that before long. But
yeah, but it may have to wait till Jick is back from California. Which will be later, like a week and a half from now.
And when I say little, I mean it's not. There's no adventure, new adventuring opportunities or anything cool. It's just a little funny denouement to the entire thing.
Yeah. Refreshy. Dark Micken says, will the hilarious items ever be tradable? They are tradable.
Yes, just not with the
mall.
Not with the mall or the actual trading interface. They're giveawayable.
Yeah.
And
give them away.
That is the entire point.
Give them away. I'm sure everyone is just destroying their ears after that because I just spiked the levels on the mic. I'm surprised I haven't run into any Kevin Smith references. Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma. There's a Clerks reference pretty much everywhere in the game. Try interacting with 37 of something.
Yep.
I'm going to go read up. Ava Sierra says, will we ever be able to adventure at the Grim Grimmsite site? Probably not.
Probably.
It's too radioactive, and you don't know where to get radiation suits. Last time you tried, you took E to the 20 damage and had a big owie. Scat says, I heard a rumor that new servers were coming soon. Damn, I hope this is true. Seems like Jick put in the order for new servers.
Yeah, I believe so. I think we've got 3 new ones coming.
Hopefully that will help out with lag some. It's starting to become time for us to hire another MySQL consultant and have him work his magic fingers in our database. I've got a database optimization plan that I'd like to do here, and for the technical amongst us, which I don't know how many of you there are, but I'm sure you exist. What we're planning to do is, right now the inventory table is of type MyISAM, which is fast for reads and inserts, but for updating or inserting things in the middle, it's not very smart, because it has to lock the entire table for one person to make it right. That's kind of slow whenever the most common operation is updating the table, like, you know, whenever you use an item or you get a new item. So we want to change it to an NODB type, which, considering the number of updates that it has, the row-locking ability of NODB, or the ability to allow multiple people to update different rows of the table at once, will probably increase the speed of the game by a significant amount. So, and plus, I'm sure things that I've done and things that Jick has done in the past, since the last time we had him out, will be woefully inefficient, and he will be able to magically make them better. Or at least that's our dream.
Let's see. Somebody had a question that... What's Leper Person asks, what our favorite flavor of pie is?
I prefer cherry cobbler.
Cherry cobbler is good. Cherry, I would say cherry is the king of pie. Although various combinations of peach plus some berry is also very good.
Rhubarb isn't too bad either, but I come from the South. So.
I've never been fond of rhubarb pie, but it's possible I just haven't had a good one.
Yeah. Plus it could kill you.
Can it?
Rhubarb in large amounts is really toxic.
Oh, okay. Isn't it like a nightshade or something?
Yeah. Yeah, so are potatoes and tomatoes, though, so a variety of nightshade.
Shalera says, you have 11 and 37, but when are you going to implement 23 and 42? 23 is implemented. 42 we probably won't because it's too obvious.
Yeah. 42 is starting to phase out as funny.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good reference for a while, but then everyone was like, 42.
Yeah, it's like hearing people quote Monty Python and the Holy Grail references.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an awesome movie, but, man, yeah, too much.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got 10 minutes left.
Enter the Wumpus asks if either of us have custom items. Zeno does not have a custom item.
I do not.
He very definitively does not.
Yes.
I have 1,000 blank white cards because the Jick actually knew about me before he ever actually met me because of my 1,000 blank white cards website, which I believe is still linked off my profile.
Yeah, which will soon hit the GeoCities bandwidth.
Yeah.
Vicky says, did you happen to keep track of how many people maxed out their damage at the Grim Grimmsite site? It'd be interesting to see just how masochistic the player base really is. I did not, because I didn't think it was worth keeping.
Let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you make it make it so that if you add one of the superhuman cocktails to a high man, it will create a super consumable, which gives the most adventure, fullness, and drunkenness? No. makes you think that I was going to do it, and then I didn't do it, and I broke your heart and made you commit suicide. That's just the kind of guy I am. Meredith is checking in from the bathroom. Naked Mole Rat Lover says, I have heard about the NS-13 thing, but when is it happening? Real soon now is my answer.
Yeah. I wouldn't say real soon now, but I would say eventually.
Let's see. Mora says, is there any way you can make it so you could have two items in two places in your display case? No. Anybody who has that is just, you're hallucinating.
Such a thing is impossible. Yeah. Impossible! let's see. Shalera wants to know something about trophies. Let me find the question again. Wants to know if there will ever be a trophy for doing something without ever having joined a clan. Probably not, because for the most part, that would be impossible for just about everybody to get.
Yeah.
And if we made it so that you could get it by just quitting a clan and getting it while you're not in a clan and then rejoining your clan, then there wouldn't be any point because that's too easy.
Yeah. I'm kind of tired.
You got 9 minutes worth of music?
Here. Well, let's answer just a few more. I'm going to resync my computer with the time thing because I think my computer says we have 6 minutes left and the wall says we have 10.
Oh, okay.
So
mine says 8 now. What does the water robot say? Water robot says 8 minutes.
Yes. Now I have 8 minutes. Let's answer just a question or two more, and then we can go out on 10 minutes of music.
Okay.
Let's see here. Refresh again. Enter Lompa says, can you teach me how to eat scarves? You know, it's easy. Just put them in your mouth and chew.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest some Tabasco sauce and some horseradish sauce to make them slightly more palatable, and I suggest waiting to poop for like a week. Because you're going to have a lot of fiber. Snooge says, thanks for implementing the one-hand, two-hand in the inventory. Well, you're welcome. That was something that I think made a few people happy, including you.
Yep.
Quaggy says, I knew about 100 blank white, or 1,000 blank white cards before I ever played KOL. I always wanted to play 1,000 BWC, but I don't have anyone to play with.
Yep.
That's too sad.
That's the only downside to that game is because you have to have the right group of people to play it with, or it's not much fun.
If you're of the mod, you can come to KOLCon, a time during which there will be many people.
I'm sure there will be many people playing blank white cards at KOLCon. Yeah. KOLCon, sorry.
Damn it. I hate you. Let's see. Cheese Toshiba says, can you guys poke each other in the eyes? Theoretically.
I mean, we could.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Nah.
Besides, Riff has glasses. He has an advantage. Flare Eye says, have you found any interesting quotes from your games that your marketing department could use to help your game grow and increase fan product sales? With the new business paradigm of P2P eyeballs and B2B business sharing, our throughput will increase twofold with the introduction of anodized aluminum butt plugs.
Indeed.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
I think one of my favorites is still, it's like EverQuest, except you can play it at work.
Yeah. Which we won't be able to anymore whenever it says, you're wasting time, la la la, you're wasting time,
right.
La la la.
We'll implement the ultra air boss, the boss monster that emails your boss.
Yeah. Yeah, we should probably get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to find some Muzak to play.
Cool.
Key answer, question.
Let's see if we got one more question. Refresh this. Duffield asks, what are your favorite t-shirts? If you just mean in general, I've got a couple Happy Noodle Boy t-shirts I quite like. if you mean KOL t-shirts, probably the one I like the most is one you haven't actually seen yet. There's a Naga one in production pretty hot.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah.
Is that going to be all black?
I think so, yeah.
Hot.
Just all black with just the eyes and teeth.
Yeah. So I got some music to go out on, so we will play some music when we go out. So this has been 120 minutes of schoolgirl headgear with ripping xenophobe.
Excellent.
Shalom, salud, and good health.
Good night.